Almost a year after U.S. forces detained him, an Iraqi journalist remains in custody without any formal charge. His name is Ibrahim Jassim. He's a cameraman, and he took footage of violence in Iraq when it was impossible for Western reporters to move about safely. To the U.S. military, though, he is a security threat. He's being held in Camp Buka, the U.S. military prison camp near the southern city of Basra. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports.
Ibrahim Jassim was 29 years old when he began filming news for Reuters Wire Service. That was 2006, and the town southwest of Baghdad had earned the nickname Triangle of Death because of the violence between Shiite militias and Sunni insurgents. His brother, Walid, says Jassim took his work very seriously.
When there was an explosion, Ibrahim was always the first one to be in the location filming. He felt whatever was happening on the ground. He wanted to be seen on the television.
But as with many cases in the past, the U.S. military apparently thought Jassim's photos looked a little too close to the action, suggesting a connection to insurgents. One morning last September, a combined U.S. and Iraqi force cordoned off Jassim's neighborhood hours before dawn. They broke down the door of the house where he lived with his parents and siblings and dragged Jassim away in his underwear, handcuffed. They brought dogs inside the house, says his sister Iman, as she points out Jassim's room. Iman says she tried to tell the soldiers her brother had done nothing wrong.
One of the Iraqi soldiers said, "Why are you still talking? If you only knew what we are going to do to your brother, you would be crying." These words are still echoing in my ears.
It took months before the family got word that Jassim was in a U.S. military prison, and they eventually visited him. What they're still waiting for is any sort of criminal charge against him.
Ibrahim Jassim is still in detention because he's classified as a high security threat.
Captain Brad Kimberly is a U.S. military spokesman. He says starting this year with the new U.S.-Iraqi security agreement, all American arrests require an Iraqi warrant. But since Jassim was arrested last year, no warrant was needed. Kimberly says the only obligation is to transfer him sometime after December. But Kimberly offers no evidence.
Prior to 1st of January, all detainees were held as wartime security threats. No legal charges were assigned.
In fact, an Iraqi court document from last November says that since the Americans provided no evidence or confession, Jassim should be released. Michael Christie is the Reuters bureau chief in Baghdad. He says Jassim did a good job in a dangerous city.
We have to assume he has been detained because of the work that he was doing as a journalist. Until we see otherwise, until the evidence is declassified, well, he deserves the presumption of innocence.
Iraqi journalists have been regularly detained by U.S. forces through the course of the American occupation. Several have been killed when mistaken for insurgents. According to Mohammed Abdul Dayem of the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists, Jassim is the only one still in U.S. custody.
No charges have been brought against any of the journalists. Journalists, if and when they are detained, their cases should be reviewed in a quick and timely way, and they should either be charged with a recognized crime or be released.
After a few months in a prison near Baghdad, Jassim was transferred to Camp Buka, the massive U.S. prison camp near the border with Kuwait. It's an 8 or 9 hour drive south from his home, but the family was able to visit him last month. Ibrahim Jassim's sister, Iman, says he isn't eating enough and looks thin. She says her brother knows that the Iraqi court cleared him in November, and he can't understand why the Americans keep holding him for 10 months now and counting. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.